I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Immigration officials want to get rid of a policy that allows some foreign entrepreneurs to stay in the country while they build a startup business. Frontdesk reporter Matthew Casey explains the change would affect foreign students.
This is the second try by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to dispose of the international entrepreneur rule created by former President Barack Obama. Federal officials say an executive order by President Donald Trump gives them the power to get rid of the rule. Attorney Christopher Brelge says the rule was designed to fill a gap in the immigration system. He says discarding it will keep foreign students from staying in the U.S. temporarily after graduation.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot here because the whole idea is to grow our economy and to create quality jobs for U.S. workers.
Federal officials say the International Entrepreneur Rule doesn't do enough to protect U.S. workers and investors. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
After a public media investigation, federal funding to treat opioid addiction is changing. Marissa DeMarco explains.
It's just a couple of words in the federal budget bill that's thousands of pages long, but they pointed millions in rural opioid funding to, quote, 220 counties identified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as being at risk. Dig through the data, and some of those counties have a below-average overdose death rate. No place in New Mexico made the list, even though we have some of the highest drug death rates in the nation and have for decades. There was one commonality. On average, counties on the list are 93% white.
Using this list to guide our efforts would completely leave New Mexico and minority communities behind.
Senator Tom Udall says the list is inadequate and it shouldn't be used to channel dollars for treatment and prevention.
I don't think there's any doubt that this is a very serious issue for New Mexico and for the nation as to how we proceed here.
After KUNM began covering this story, Senator Martin Heinrich and Representative Ben Ray Lujan signed onto a letter with Udall urging the inclusion of New Mexico counties, saying they were worried the feds would wind up not directing the funds to the rural places in America that need it most. The federal agency that distributes this money deleted mention of the list from their funding page online. Then the agency issued a clarifying statement to all congressional offices.
The entire $100 million is now going to be targeted in a different way than what they started out.
A spokesperson for the federal agency confirmed with KUNM via email that the 220 counties on the list will not be prioritized for funding and that applicants do not need to be on the list to be eligible for the money. Udall says he'll make sure it's also removed from federal opioid appropriations next month. Lauren Reichelt is the Health and Human Services Director up in Rio Arriba County, which was ground zero for the nation's epidemic. Last week, she spoke at a podium to the county commission there before commissioners unanimously passed a resolution calling for the feds to change their priorities.
I was fully expecting to see Rio Arriba on the list and was shocked when we weren't. And that caused me to start looking into why we weren't.
She's been at this 24 years. Entire generations have been lost. It started with doctors ramping up prescription of opioid painkillers, she says. With treatment, they've made gains there. But decades later, the county is still one of the worst in the U.S. for people dying of overdoses. Looking at a map, Reichelt could tell straight away that the target counties for this treatment funding were mostly white regions.
The way you get away with that is if nobody is paying attention.
Rio Arriba is more than 70% Hispanic and 20% Native American, and Reichelt says she's extremely happy to hear that the money won't be funneled to only white counties. Most seem to be in agreement that this was the wrong list to be directing the opioid epidemic response because it diverts funding away from people of color. But where did the list come from and what was it for?
It really helped to raise awareness of the infectious disease consequences of the opioid epidemic.
The list comes up in Gretchen Weiss's work. She's with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. In 2015, a rural white county in Indiana saw a sudden and severe outbreak of HIV because of needle sharing. The message afterward was HIV is not just a big city disease. But the United States does not have a great method of tracking either HIV or people who inject drugs, Weiss says. The CDC used six factors to forecast potential outbreaks in rural areas. and one factor was mostly white populations.
So it is certainly a very important data source, but it does not cover the full breadth of the opioid epidemic.
Money for rural communities, though, is critical, she says.
You know, an infusion of resources at the local level is essential to mounting the required full-fledged response to the opioid epidemic.
The problem is diverse and complex, gripping people all over the country, Weiss says. And national funding for treatment and harm reduction needs to reach folks on the ground. Find KUNM's mapping of this data online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.